Good morning, everyone.
We acknowledge that Christ is with you wherever you are gathering from. And as we gather, we also offer our gratitude for being gathered with the particular places and the stories and the people that have stewarded the lands where you are gathered from. So I'm grateful to be gathered on the unceded territories of the Squamish, the Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We're still in the Easter season. We have a couple of weeks left. In 2 weeks, it's Pentecost time, just to give you a little heads up on that. But if you have a Christ candle with you now, I want to invite you, if you can prepare to light that. I'm going to light that now. And we light this as a reminder of the bright sunrise of the risen Christ that is with us as we worship.
Our scripture today is John 15, 9 through 17. So I'm going to read that. All right. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give to you. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And those drawings were from Asher O'Zerny, which they're pretty awesome. Me and my sister's favorite VHS we had growing up was Disney's The Jungle Book, which narrowly beat out our New Kids on the Block tape. Now, in The Jungle Book, Bagheera the panther quotes this passage from John, and I'm fairly sure that it's the only time in a Disney animated feature that the Bible gets quoted. The fact that it was quoted by a cartoon panther, along with its perplexing grammar, has given this verse residence in my imagination for a long time. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That weirdly worded verse comes in the middle of what is called the Upper Room Discourse, which is Jesus's final crash course on how to be a disciple. I want to highlight three words from our passage to help us in our own studies on how to be a disciple. The first word is the least fun of the words: obedience. In this passage, Jesus links obedience with the much more popular word, love. It kind of reminds me of the classic sitcom trope where the popular kid at school, because of outrageous fortune, ends up taking the least popular kid to the school dance. Those two things are linked for some reason. In verse 10, Jesus says, "If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love." Jesus uses the command word a bunch in this paragraph. He uses it 5 times, which seems to be enough for second place after love in this passage. Being a follower of Jesus means that there are times when our own will, our own wants, preferences, and desires will be in tension with God's. Discipleship leads us into those uncomfortable places where we confront our own sin. Institutional, systemic, personal, all of the flavors. If we want to remain in God's love, to stay connected to the vine, we need to practice obedience. We need to practice following God's commands. The next word is a little bit more fun, friend. We all like friends. When I was in preschool, my favorite song in all the world was Michael W. Smith's Friends Are Friends Forever, which might date me and kind of tells you where I'm from. The song hit home for me because my best friend at daycare had just moved away when I first heard the song. And that's about as heavy of a shadow as a four-year-old can take. Here, Jesus follows up his follow my commands teaching by telling the disciples that they are his friends. This is not a normal thing to do. Teachers don't often call their students friends. This was a true thing back in the first century, and it's still true. Now, Jesus' reasoning for calling his disciples his friends seems to be that they get to know the big picture, the reason behind the commands. They aren't servants who are expected to do stuff without understanding why. The disciples are Jesus' friends, his co-laborers in the kingdom of God. That's pretty neat. And the final word is the funnest of the Bible words, and that is love. Whenever John started putting pen to paper, he had lots to say about love, and love is all over the place in this passage. Now, what I love about love in this passage is that the word is not generic. And I'm not talking about Greek syntax or anything technical. What I like about this love is that it is illustrated and comes with a specific story. When Jesus commands his disciples to love each other, he points to himself. He shows them how to love. He's got the narrative to back up and clarify what he means when he tells people to love. Verse 13 and 14 opens up this whole teaching. Love each other as I have loved you. And greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. This is the big picture Jesus is bringing the disciples in on. The reason behind the commands. Jesus was laying down his life for his friends and inaugurating a new way of being in the world. The love that Jesus is asking his disciples to practice is his own specific brand of self-sacrificial love. The love illustrated in Jesus' death on the cross for our salvation. Now, this doesn't mean that we all have to become martyrs, but it does mean that our love should be costly. Our summer liturgy has this line that I think is always runs through my head. Let us not offer to God offerings that cost us nothing. Our love should reflect that. One last thing that could be missed about this passage is that in this particular passage, Jesus is specifically talking to disciples. Jesus's command to love each other is Jesus calling us to love other Christians. That can be frustrating. Sometimes other Christians can be the absolute worst. Those folks can be the most challenging people of all to love, but that is what Jesus is commanding us to do in this passage. Now, I'm not saying that we're not supposed to love folks who aren't Christians, only that this passage is specifically addressing love, the loving that is internal to disciples. There are lots of other passages where love is pointed externally. So hopefully that clarification saves me some angry, unhappy emails. So my dearest siblings in Christ, let us remain in Jesus's love. As friends committed to the way of discipleship, obeying our good shepherd's command to love one another the same way that he loved us. Amen.